Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We had a great election a little while ago. 4 years ago, I never thought I'd say anything could compete with 2016. This election that we're going into is the most important election in the history of our country.
We need a president with dignity, integrity, and the experience to lead us out of this crisis. A man with a steady hand and a big heart who will never, ever quit on America. That man is my friend, Joe Biden.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, and it's a wrap. As you heard the president saying, it's the most important election. Never thought he'd say that. And then you got Chuck Schumer, the longtime senator from New York, saying that his friend Joe Biden is the guy. So game on, full court. We know it, right? We're watching it. Democrats are wrapping up their convention, and they've got one more night, and then it's done. And the Republicans are coming up after that, right after that Monday. It's all about the Republicans and what kind of surprises they may have in store for the national audience. It's very strange that our lives, it's like being on the Truman Show. Our lives are on the screen. So we are watching the conventions on a television screen, but in that screen we're looking at other screens. And I have to say that I think they did a pretty good job, though, the DNC, with that part, the technical part. What will the Republicans do? You know, and what kind of curveballs, I call them joyous curveballs, can they throw in there to really wow people? And I'm sure there's going to be something that that will wow everyone from the Republican convention, too. Michelle Obama, to me, was the big voice for the Democrats and was the thing that was talked about all week long. Bernie Sanders as well, he would be in that category. And the touching stories of people struggling and what happened, and whether it's health care or something else, I think that was the overarching theme, that it's all of us, and we have to bring it back and end the chaos and keep health care, extend health care, make it better than it is now, and immigration, and of course what's happening with the economy, because that's the biggest thing, where people take enough hits and they've had it and they don't know what to do. They're stung, they're stuck, and how do they get out of that? So here, right at the top, again, it's one more day and then it's a wrap for the Republicans, I mean Democrats, and then we go into the Republicans, and it's really full court press now at this point. I mean, it really, really, really is. And we'll see what happens. But, you know, you look at COVID, 171,000 plus deaths in the United States. Notre Dame stopping in-person classes, waiting to see what happens in 2 weeks and whether or not they'll send kids home, or they're quarantined in their dorms and can they eventually go back to the classrooms. Hawaii saw that they had a spike, so they delayed tourism reopening. And of course Hawaii, completely, whatever island, it's dependent on tourism, and I mean there's no question about that. Any of the clusters of COVID-19 that have left the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill to suddenly pivot to online classes a week after saying, hey, welcome back to the students onto campus. The university's football team still plans to play this fall. As we know, college football is fractured. There are some that are not playing, and they're like the Big Ten and the Pac-12, which everyone is going to play around them. But some of this is individual choices, right? It's just like the work situation. Do you want to go in? Do you want to half-time it? How do you want to handle what you're handling? It's like the University of Notre Dame. I love the fact that they're basically telling the people, hang on, it's up to you, but hang on, and then we'll let you know. We'll keep you in that loop. I think that's the problem. You're kept out of the loop, right, on so many things. And now when we live under this dark cloud that we live under, it really, really magnifies so, so much. It does. It does become the thing that makes us sit up and look and pay attention and say, wow. I saw a great question about how did you get your remote learning act together? And you know what the answer to that is? On the fly. Because all of us are doing it on the fly. If anyone ever pulls you with that question, just say that and just stop them in their tracks, because that's exactly it. And what's happening with kids? And how do you replicate the socialization experience of school? Do you gather five or six kids in the neighborhood to do something together that they can do? I don't know. And do the 6 feet apart rule on the front lawn? I think that's a good suggestion. I think that really, really works. And you can have these conversations, and it's a small, small group. It's not these big groups that we're seeing at the universities. That, my friends, is a problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem. You have Colorado on fire. You have Los Angeles on fire. And you wonder, but people just keep rebuilding, because that's the goal. You get the house, it's bigger, better, badder. And then you also have the more nefarious element, as I'm swinging into something else, but it's interesting to check to see if crime is up, if people are in fact not asleep at the wheel in the crime watch programs. I don't think they are with me, because they see anything amiss and they'll start asking questions, and I think that's super, super good. And what else I think is good is that so many people are chipping in to help with the people who aren't as fortunate. So helping to have them get the staples, helping them to take them to the store or something else, you know, whatever it is. But I know some people feel like that civility has kind of gone away, and because we see these arguments on the news, that means it's spread everywhere. The good news is it has not spread everywhere. It has not spread everywhere. Are you want to hear some shopping news? Walmart sales soar because Americans are stocking up on supplies to get through another wave of the pandemic, because we're all scared to death, and that's what we think is happening. Sales at U.S. locations opened at least a year jumped 9.3%. 9.3%, that's incredible. I mean, incredible to see that kind of growth. Consumers are relying on Walmart. I mean, that makes sense, right? And Target and Amazon for necessities during the start of the pandemic, and they've kept coming back. So I think other grocery store chains should watch their back. There is something about many of the members who feel connected that way. But Zoom can be tricky, right? And in Walmart, people are coming in. They're going to be social distancing, I think, when they can. And, I mean, it's a pandemic. It's a pandemic. And I think that we lose sight of that. It's not just, oh, so-and-so has a cough, oh, so-and-so is making me sick. No, it's that they are sick and you're rolling the dice with them. So it's awesome in one way, and another way it is so, so sad. All right, time to dive into the numbers again. It's one of my favorite segments when we talk about we can count. What is it you're counting on? We'll find out on the flip side.
Have a pain in the neck,
ugh.
A real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better, for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
And that means that we take the liberty to traverse in a lot of different directions, you know, because there's other things that are happening in our lives that aren't being discussed, and some of them I could do a whole show on. I mean, I could do a whole show on them. That's how interesting they are, and they were left off because of what we're dealing with the elections, with COVID, with everything, the perfect storm, all in one spot. So my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this particular show. And, you know, I miss my cheap movie reviews. A lot of times on hump day, I would do those movie reviews, and I miss them. I don't know about the rest of you. What is it that you miss? Something simple. What is the something simple that you miss, that you crave? Is it being out and being social? Is it going to the movies? I mean, you know, what is it? And for me, it's probably all of the above. It's traveling, taking the show someplace. It's knowing that once you get there, everything is so, so organized. But boy, we have not, we're not experiencing that. We're not in that. We're not there yet. We're nowhere near there. We were asleep at the wheel in the beginning of the year, making these grandiose plans for all kinds of things, and then it just, you know, exploded on us in a much different direction. A much different direction. And speaking of exploding, you know, it's interesting. We have, I read a story today where there was like chocolate snow that was raining down on this Swiss town, which is mind-blowing. And they acted like it was no big deal, figured it out, then let it go, and didn't worry about it. Because they had these rituals that they did every single day. So they weren't overwhelmed. I guess is the right way to put that. They weren't overwhelmed. And, you know, I look at who's overwhelmed. And raise your hand if you're overwhelmed by those special glasses. So if we were talking in person, it would be probably a much different feel. But you look at now the no commute. So you're up. Are you making breakfast? Are you making lunch? Are you making dinner? And it's wearing on people. And I think that's why so many people want to get away. Where can they go where it's safe and it's an escape and it's off the grid? I mean, off the grid. And I found that little slice of heaven. So I think for odds and ends, that's one of them, is that you got to look for it. And it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg. You just have to look for it and seek, and you will find in all different shapes and forms. No question about it. All right, a couple of things. I'll call these the quick hits. So college is going to digitally track students at all times, which is kind of weird, and they have to sign a release form saying they're good with it, but I would be a little wary of that, I guess. I'd be a little concerned about that. Then there is the thing with Buddy, who Buddy talked about the war over Taiwan, that U.S. loses again and again and again. And so first you go back to what is the war in Taiwan, and look at that and explain that. And the war was just, you consisted of a team, the red team, the blue team, whatever the team was. And you have these experiences with the other guys you're with. So I can't see how that wouldn't be an advantage. To me, it would seem like it was an advantage anyway. Maybe it's me. I'm hearing crickets, so I'm thinking that perhaps I'm wrong on that. Perhaps I'm wrong. All right, I've had people say this, call the show, ask about it. Jared Kushner, what do I think? Is he just kind of the punching bag or background noise for the president? And the answer to that question is, boy, I really don't think so. Jared Kushner was on Fox and Friends just the other day, and he was saying that his father-in-law, the president, is a results president, that he's delivered on the promises he made. And in fact, he said the president delivers on a lot of the policies that a lot of the people last night at the DNC were busy complaining about. And he said, you're going to see a lot of politicians who've been doing this for a long time complaining about the problem that, quite frankly, they haven't solved. And he makes a good point there. I've said this on the show over and over again. If you want to really know what's happening in your state, and your vote matters, it does, because who gets elected represents you. It's about we the people. Pay attention and look at their voting record. How many times are they away? Look at how they vote. Look at anything you can find about them, anything you find out about them, and just little snippets, and you piece it together, and then you can decide, because he is right about that. He is right that people, this is how this happened. I mean, this is how Donald Trump was elected in a way, because it showed, look, anyone can run for president, but do you have the chops and do you go all the way through? And he's right. What he said on the trail, that's why he was so adamant about what was happening at the border, because he is determined, this is what I said. And the four or five things I said, I'm going to make them happen. And so Kushner makes a very good point in talking about that, right? And he even said, the administration celebrates the 300th mile of the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Border crossings are down significantly. The southern border is more secure than it's ever been, which that part is very good news, that it's much more secure than it's been. If you've ever been over the border, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. I was there in the good years, I guess I'll call it, and then circled back and went there in the later years. It's just one of those things. I almost said the Trump / Michelle Obama phrase. I am determined that I am not going to do that. No, sorry, I am not going to do that. All right, bopping in a couple of quick areas here before we have to move on and go to our great guest that we have coming up. How about this? tighter lockdowns in the Bahamas and Jamaica. So if you were thinking of trying to escape there, forget about it. They've shut down all public offices in the capital. They banned international flights except emergencies. They restricted hotels to essential staff only and ordered journalists to first contact the police if they need to be out on the street. Ooh, that is so incredibly unusual for the Bahamas and Jamaica, because it's usually friendly and what can we do and how can we help, and now it's the opposite. Hey, back off of our islands because we know how awful this can be, and so back off. The lockdown of the country, the lockdown of the country was announced on April 3rd. It was set to expire at 5 a.m. on Wednesday, but they announced that the seven-day lockdown of New Province, where Nassau is located, and another seven-day lockdown of Grand Bahama, while confirming that the opposition leader had tested positive for COVID-19 and is among those hospitalized after getting the disease. So there's always the other part of that story. And it's interesting thinking of the Bahamas. I spent a lot of time, well, I went there a couple of times, but about four times I went to Nassau. And it's an incredible, people friendly. I can't imagine being in the middle of a pandemic or lockdown on an island. I mean, what would the rules be, would be another interesting story to kind of follow along to see how they deal with it and what they ultimately do when they see these cases surge, because this is what we want, answers. And what are the answers? And I realize nobody has the hard and fast answer, but what does it mean and what can we expect? I think it's good to feed some expectations, but not if you paint a rosy picture and we know it's not what's happening. I think if it's authentic and it's real, then it seems or feels better to me. But that's just my two cents. You might think a little bit differently than I do. So there we are once again. There was this one incident that I wanted to clear up because I read something about it and I laughed out loud. A member of the Harlem Globetrotters speaking out on racial insensitivities after two white Alabama news broadcasters threw fruit, including a banana, at him on live TV. What were they thinking? So Maxwell Pierce, known as Hops Pierce for the legendary basketball team, released a clip of the incident, which took place in January. And you could clearly see that he was promoting the Harlem Globetrotters basketball game, and they were hijacking the spot. They really, really were. All right, we got to leave it there. Stay with us. A couple of great guests coming your way on the flip side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is defending his state's COVID-19 response after a White House task force report showed Georgia has the highest number of cases per capita in the country, double the national average.
We're looking at the contact tracing data to understand where the spread's coming from. And we've also said when we open schools, when we open back up, we're going to have things that happen.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Everybody, this time around in Author's Corner to get a chance to hear M. Kelly. She's written, of course, a series and a conclusion to her series in this book, Another World. And she joins us now as we go to Australia. And Miriam, thanks so much for joining us. And it's interesting where you took us in Another World. And I want to talk about the series and what it was like before we get into that, to writing the series. What was that like for you?
Well, I just wanted to make some money at, really. And but once I started writing, I thought I was amusing myself. So for me, it was entertaining as well. So I'm hoping it entertains other people.
And it is entertaining. Your characters are so interesting. Do you draw from your personal life in when you create these characters?
Not in the first couple of books, because they're set in Greece, and at the time I thought Greece was very romantic. So I looked up Greece name, Greek names, I read Greece newspapers, and because I've actually never been to Greece. And the character of Ricardo is a complex character. You could spend a lot of time just delving into that one character.
Boy, that's the truth. Ricardo is hard. I think Ricardo is, you think he's, you define him a certain way, you label him, and then he turns out to be something a little bit different. Was that the idea, to make him complex?
Yes. Yes, because he's his father was like just a foul-mouthed bully, that's all. And he was brought up with privilege. But he's a more genteel than his father. He was educated in England, and so he sort of knows how to charm people. And then he has a dark side, which he uses with the various different women that he's involved with. But he can be quite abusive and as well. So he has that dark side as well.
Yeah. Was it hard to make a leap sort of to that paranormal psychology?
No, not really, because that's my thing.
So tell us about that. What's your interest in the paranormal? Because it is, right now especially, a lot of people are interested in the paranormal.
I guess it's because of me. I am. I'm sort of a borderline, I guess, psychic, I guess. And I've had a lot of psychic experiences through my life. So.
And it had to be fun to kind of. It had to be fun to kind of include that in doing this book, right?
Yes.
And tell us about the story. So tell us specifically about the story. We're speaking with M. Kelly, and the book is Another World, and of course there's a series, and this is the conclusion. Tell us about this story specifically a little bit, because we're just going to whet everyone's appetite, a little bit about the story.
Another World is because the main characters die in the other books, Another World is taking it to a different place. When you die, most people believe that there's something life after death. They don't really know what, but it could be another dimension. It could be, I don't know, it could be anywhere, you know. So she dies, she goes to this place, and it's kind of dark and it's isolated, and she doesn't know why she's there, you know, like, why am I there, you know, what am I supposed to be doing? And then she remembers that she had a security guard who taught her how to meditate, and she decides to start using this meditation as a way of trying to find out why is she there, what she's supposed to be doing, you know. And she, in the process of meditating, she regains her memory that she'd lost, and she can remember right back to being a baby then. And then it weighs up between, when she looks at her life overall, between the good things that she's done and the bad things that she's done. And she thinks that she's practically on the side of good, which is why she's not in heaven, which she knows she's not in heaven, but she's not in hell either. So she thinks that there's something more she needs to do.
Wow. Okay, and so we don't want to take them any further because we don't want to spoil the story. And again, we're speaking with M. Kelly, and this particular book is Another World. Do you have a ritual when you write, when you wrap up a book?
No.
No celebratory glance at the stars or you know, people, some people do really wild things, you know, whether it's, or simple things like drink champagne or something like that. You just are you happy when you take your book to conclusion?
Yes, I just sit there. Once I've developed a character, the biggest thing is me knowing the character, being able to understand what the character looks like, what it feels like, what drives the character. But once you've developed it in your mind, he takes on a life of his own. So if I get stuck, all I think to myself is, what would he do in this situation?
So you do it the actor, do you create that backstory?
Yes.
Hmm. So that you know and you can refer to the backstory. And you also do something where in your psychological thrillers you start with a question. And do you do that for the reason to set that up?
I usually start with a question. Not so much with the first book. The second book, Metamorphosis, Marion tries to change the people, the men in her life. And she has three alpha males who are in her life. And she wants to give them a chance to see a different side of life. So in Metamorphosis, the question is, do people really change? You can change your semantics, you can change how you look, you can change where you live, you can change your job. But do you really change inside?
Yeah, and that's the question, do you really change inside?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I wrote the book based on that question.
Yeah. So with Metamorphosis, it's in one direction, and of course Another World is the finale and in a different direction. Was it kind of, it wasn't, I won't say cathartic, but was there something about finishing it off, finishing a series off?
Yes. Yeah, I think so. I also wanted to end it with a happy ending, or a satisfactory ending, which don't quite get in the other books. So I wanted to make this one so that it ends fairly well.
Yeah, and so that is absolutely a good way to go out. And now that this is wrapped, and we know the story, I mean, know the story in the sense of, you know, you came upon writing and then, wow, you have these, you put the series together. I have to think you're not done.
No, absolutely not. I've got one new book coming in the pipeline at the moment, and I've got the idea for another book.
So that's good. So the pipeline is ready to go, and I can't wait to see what you do next. Another World and Metamorphosis and all of M. Kelly's books can be found on Amazon.com. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
PowderTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
In our virtual green room, Diana Kotokaru joins us, and she's got such a unique gift that I think the world needs to hear, and people are hearing it. She's pulled her poems together in a book called, or the title of the book called, Stardust for Butterfly Wings. And in our off-air conversation, you know, it's interesting, she talked about, and we'll talk about this with her as she's, again, in her virtual green room, she talked about what the inspiration was behind her poems and the fact that she doesn't manufacture them. So, you know, it's not just, oh, I got to get this out, I got to pump this out no matter what. You know, so often people when they write feel like they're under the gun, and especially when you write poetry, because I think that you have to really feel it. And growing up with a father when I was younger who was a poet, I completely feel that, and I really got that sense of it in reading her poems. They're just absolutely beautiful, about life and love and joy and all kinds of things, even some darkness, I guess I would say. Diana, thanks so much for coming on.
Hello. It's an honor to be here.
What made you decide, okay, so you write these poems, and I kind of gave them the people listening to set up that you don't manufacture them. You come up with them and then you do it. And your poetry is different from most of what I would call manufactured poetry. What made you decide, you know what, I'm going to pull this together and I'm going to publish this? What led to that?
Well, I've been writing poetry for a while now. It's been a part of me for a long time, and I've seen people who said that it's good and that they'd like to read some more. So it's been my dream to have my poetry published and to leave something meaningful behind.
Yeah. And do you think I described it accurately, that you have all kinds of poetry? So it's not one type. I mean, it is about love. It is about all kinds of things. What's your favorite to write? Do you like to write about love?
Well, love is a pretty strong feeling, and that's why I find it so inspiring. But I have all sorts of strong emotions that lead to poetry. For example, sadness or loneliness or being estranged. So you described it well. It reflects a lot of emotions.
Yeah. And I talked about this, about your writing and the style of doing it. And you said something interesting to me about you don't just try to say to yourself, I'm just going to write something. You have to be moved by it, right? What is your process? Tell the listeners about how your process is in writing your poetry.
Well, most of my poems are written, I think, around midnight. That's when I try to relax and my mind gets more clarity. And trying to process what I've been going through, what I lived and what I felt, that's when the words just put themselves into a nice order. And if I think it sounds nicely, then I just try to put it onto paper and then I keep working on it until I like the way it sounds.
I like that, until you like the way it sounds. So the name of the book, again, of the poetry that Diana has pulled together, and you'll find her listed under Diana C. if you went to Amazon, Stardust for Butterfly Wings, and it's there in paperback, and it's just, again, brilliantly pulled together. The expressions and, you know, again, the strong feeling she has and how it comes out, and it's that modern poetry. So it's something really unique, I think. You told me growing up, you lived in a couple of different places, and you talk about loneliness, sadness, that kind of stuff. And you felt that, right? Because you were in Romania until you were 19, and then what happened?
And then I decided to go on a little adventure, and I migrated to Denmark. That's where I've studied and met a lot of interesting people and wrote some more poetry. And 2 weeks ago, sorry, 2 years ago, I published my book. And after that, I moved to England 1.5 year ago.
Wow. So what was it like making the leap from Romania, where, you know, you're still really, you know, 19, and then you go to a country where you don't speak the language? That has to be tough adapting, right?
It was. The first few months were tough. I didn't know anybody, and everything was pretty strange. I didn't know much about the country either. But I survived. I graduated. I made some friends, and I had some good times. But then I decided to carry on and to move to England.
Yeah, and now in England, you do speak English really well, so it's easier from the language point of view, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And we also talked about, I asked you this, and a lot of times, you know, poets, because we're all so hard on ourselves anyway about anything we write, anyone listening understands that whole quest for perfectionism that so many people have inside. And I asked you if you had a favorite poem, and you said The Art of Loving, which I think fits into what we're talking about. I think it'd be brilliant if you would. Would you recite that for us?
Yes, it's a short poem, but it, like you said, it is my favorite. So, yes, I will recite that. The Art of Loving. Your kisses hurt me nicely. Your looks burn me gently. I see you every morning. You run through my veins, through my soul, through my life. I deconstruct you. I compose myself from memories I'm gathering you. And I love you, even though I never say it. Write me, paint me, love me, and build me.
Wow. Wonderful. Thank you for that. That is a true gift. Again, the art of loving. And boy, that just hits you. You really feel that. So you write these poems. You put the book together again at Stardust for, and the book cover is beautiful, Stardust for Butterfly Wings. You pull it together a couple of years ago. You're in London now, and people are listening to this and wondering about these poems, and you just recited The Art of Loving. What do you hope people take away from reading your poetry and reading this book?
I hope they get to feel some of the emotions I felt while writing them. And some of them are encouraging, so I hope they also get some hope out of that.
Yeah, and of course, now more than ever, people are looking for hope and that their dreams can come true. For you, now that you've done this first one, and we talked about your writing process, will you try to do another one?
Yes, I am working on the second one, but it will take a while.
Because there's no deadlines, and you gather yourself at midnight, and it's just as the kind of the spirit moves you. So when you were a little kid, did you think that you would grow up and be a poetry and have this gift that you could share?
No. That wasn't part of the plan.
And this is why I think it's important to talk about that, so people listening understand that this is a calling, and that when you find it, you get plugged into it, because, as you said, it's the strong feelings. It's what moves you, and that's how you write, and that's how you look at your poetry. Is there anybody that inspires you, or is it just life that inspires you?
Well, I remember the first poem I've ever written. It was for my mom, because it was the 8th of March when we celebrate moms as well. And I remember one of my teachers gave us a little poem to write on the cards, and I just didn't like it. So I said, okay, then I'm going to write another one. So that was the first time I've ever written a poem. It's not published, but it's still a pretty memory that I have, and it's pretty dear to me. But, yeah, I guess in the beginning it was mostly family life. But, yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. And I think that's interesting and telling that you decided, well, I don't like this one, I'm going to write my own. And so we hope you keep continuing writing those poems, because they're just beautiful. Stardust for Butterfly Wings. Diana C. is what you'll find her under. You can get this on Amazon in paperback. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you very much as well.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.